Lucy Caldwell, originally of this parish, has turned to a collection of shorts for her new release. It's called Multitudes and includes tales from Belfast to London, from Cypress Avenue to Dundonald High via the Merchant Hotel, even ending up at Picky Fun Park. Lucy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What about our literary reference there, Wordsworth put to music by Divine Comedy?
It was absolutely brilliant. And the Beatles at the start, I think I've peaked. I think I can retire after being introduced.
Two Lucy references, the Beatles and Divine Comedy. This short story collection, 11 new stories, and very much a mix. I'm trying to give a sense of the collection without giving too much away, because each story packs such an emotional punch and can take you from a love affair between two women to an illicit romance between a young schoolgirl and her teacher. It's you cover all bases here.
The stories, they're written over 11 years.
Right.
I first attempted a short story collection just after I'd written my first novel before it was published. And I had this idea in mind, all the stories were going to be narrated by young women, and they were going to be stories that you might not expect of Belfast at the times that they're set. And I just wasn't good enough. I had nothing of the craft to pull short stories off, because they're really, really tricky forms.
Yeah.
And I think it's taken me, you know, more than a decade of writing three novels, several plays, radio dramas, to have something of the skill that it takes to pull each of these stories off. So they're all different, but I've always had the sort of emotional arc of the collection in mind as I've been putting them together.
And the emotional arc of the people as well, the characters who populated, where did they come from?
Well, all of them, although the short stories are discrete, you know, it's not the sort of collection where you have characters who are a secondary character in one story popping up as a main character in another. I still like the idea that you could read it almost as a sort of fractured sort of Bildungsroman, or a sort of cubist portrait, maybe, of growing up, of being a young woman growing up here.
So hence the word Multitudes as well.
The word Multitudes, that seemed to be an appropriate title, because I've never, if I'm an evangelist for anything, it's for both and, you know, rather than either or.
Mm.
I think that we've been hampered here for so long by that the sort of polarity of that discourse. And so the idea of celebrating multiplicity and celebrating otherness and celebrating everythingness has always been really important to me.
You're going to read an extract from a short story called Here We Are. Can you set it up for us, Lucy?
Yes, I will do. I'm going to read one of the key moments in this story. Here We Are is a love story. It's maybe not the sort of love story that we're used to seeing in print. It's a love story between two young women.
Yeah.
And so this is the moment. I won't spoil the whole extract. This is the moment. They've had a misunderstanding. After that, I avoided her, concert or no concert. I went with the smokers at lunch, half daring her to come and find me, half dreading it. Thursday and Friday passed without my seeing her. An awful weekend, then Monday and Tuesday, and on Tuesday afternoon I knew I had to skip orchestra practice. On Wednesday, she came to the mobile where my class did French in the middle of a lesson and said to the teacher she needed to speak to me. She was a prefect. The teacher agreed without any questions. The shock and relief and shame of seeing her coursed through me, and I had to hold onto the desk for a moment as I stood up. As I followed her out of the classroom and down the steps and around the side of the mobile, I couldn't seem to breathe. "How long are you planning on keeping this up?" she said. "I don't know," I said. I could see her pulse jumping in the soft part of her neck. A horrible, treacherous part of me wanted to reach out and touch it. "Angie," I said, and from all the things that were whirling in my head, I tried to find the right one to say. The trees and glossy pressing shrubs around us were thrumming with rain. All the blood in my body was thrumming. "Look at me," she said. And when I finally did, she leaned in and kissed me. It was brief, only barely a kiss, her lips just grazing mine. Then she stepped back and I took a step back too and stumbled against the rough cast wall of the mobile. She put out a quick hand to steady me, then stopped. "Oh God, am I wrong?" she said. "I'm not wrong, am I?"
Lucy Caldwell reading from her short story, Here We Are, taken from multitudes, 11 stories collected over 11 years in many ways. The last time we saw you on screen was doing a report for us for the art show on TV about Charlotte Bronte. How did that experience feel for you?
I absolutely loved doing that. It was really funny. I was asked to do it out of the blue. I've never had any ambitions that, you know, take over your job
until now.
But the fact that it was the Brontes, you know, the idea that I could go and I could be in Haworth Parsonage where they all wrote, and you know, it was such a privilege to step behind that rope that sort of screens you, bars you from entering the study and their private rooms, and to sit there with the museum's curators and look at their amazing treasures. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, it's a privileged position that you find yourself in. When the next day you went back, I believe it was full of Japanese tourists and absolutely thronged with people, and yet you're sitting there in the quiet of a shut place.
That's right. And I love the Bronte siblings. You know, I grew up one of three sisters. We're all very close in age and we were very close. And like the Bronte siblings, you know, as soon as we could read and write, we were making up our fantasy worlds. And we dug out some from the attic, the chronologies, thick chronologies of the genealogies of our different imaginary families and their worlds and their lives and their deaths and everything. So I feel a real bond, you know, with the Bronte siblings.
You got that, and it's online as well. People can view that that report that you did for us. And talking about three sisters, we will be talking to you again before the end of the year, because you are you've been commissioned by the Lyric Theatre to create a modern resetting of Chekhov's Three Sisters.
That's right. It's long been my favourite play, and I've just always thought that it would really work well in 90s Belfast. And so it had to be here, you know. Yeah. Couldn't be at any other theatre. And I think it's to do with the sheer amount of longing in that play. You know, it's a play that often when it's presented as a sort of melancholic, languid, you know, chaise longue sort of drawing room, I think it's got a real restless, raw, punky energy that somehow transposed to the sort of swirling social and political upheaval of the 90s, and the idea of new times coming and people yearning to get elsewhere and not sure what the future will hold. It just seemed to work in 90s Belfast, and so we've done it. We're casting it at the moment, and it's all
incredible, because I mean, Brian Friel was drawn towards Chekhov as well, and drawn towards that sense. And it's amazing that a Russian writer can still pack that punch in the 90s for a contemporary writer too. Lucy, thank you so much. Lovely to see you as always.
Thank
Multitudes
you.
By Lucy Caldwell is out now, published by Faber and Faber. And Lucy will be reading from her new collection at the Linenhall Library here in Belfast tomorrow at 6 p.m.